Welcome to the First Principles of Medicine podcast. In this series, we will be breaking down complex medical topics into their first principles. When the stress is on and you've just been asked the tough questions you don't know the answer to, we feel you'll be able to fall back on these principles to formulate a decent answer and reason your way out of trouble.
The three key takeaways I wanted you guys to learn was pleural effusion can be classified into exudative or transudative effusions based off Light's criteria. Stony dullness is the key exam sign of pleural effusion. And lastly, unilateral blunting of the costophrenic angle is the key chest x-ray sign of pleural effusion. I reckon if you know those three things, you can sound really smart at least. May not know what all those things mean, but you sound smart.
Wait, so they ask you about kidney failure. It's like, let me talk to you about pleural effusion.
And Light's criteria, it's kind of hard to say over the podcast, but if you just look at the Notion page and the Ankies and just learn those numbers, you'll be fine.
Or go to mid-calc and look up Light's criteria as well.
Yeah, you should just know it in your head.
Now, in your OSCE, that's a good question. Let me just pull up MD-calc and Light's criteria for you.
I'm just going to Google it during the OSCE. That's a reality, though.
You'd say, I would confirm this, but...
I'd refer to therapeutic guidelines.
In fact, watch me confirm it right now.
Cool. Does anyone want to quickly run through what Light's criteria is?
Yes, I remember.
Let's go, Mo.
I remember the numbers.
Let's go, Mo.
0.5, 0.6, and 2/3.
Yes.
Lovely.
So a pleural effusion is likely to be an exudative effusion if the pleural fluid protein to serum protein ratio is greater than 0.5, the pleural fluid LDH to serum LDH ratio is greater than 0.6, or the pleural fluid LDH is greater than 2/3 of the upper limit of normal serum LDH. I know that's a bit of a mouthful, okay, but it's easier
once you... We
will have
this on the Notion page.
Don't worry. Once you look at the Notion page, it's a lot easier to understand. But essentially, the first point about the serum protein versus the pleural protein, basically there's more protein in the exudative effusion compared with the transudative effusion. Those are a few things you just have to remember.
Yeah. And it just has to satisfy any one of these criteria for it to be exudative.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to 1 p.m. At 1 p.m., it's been a pleasure. We'll see you next time. Ciao.